Last time on TenCast.
If Superman was real, you'd go gay for him.
I think if Superman was real and he wanted us to, we'd all go gay for him.
No way.
Yes. How are you going to stop him? He's Superman.
I can think of
Don't pretend you have kryptonite. You don't have kryptonite.
I would find...
I can think of far less painful ways for him to kill me than blowing a supersonic load up my ass.
But it's his choice. If he's decided to, he's going to do it.
If in a world where Superman was real, I'm sure Batman would be real. And I'd go to him and be like, help me out from being asked by Superman.
And now, the continuation.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TenCast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to TenCast. Did I put on my phone voice?
I know, I thought that was funny. It just sounded like a news intro or something like, dun-dun-dun-dun. Hi, everyone, and welcome to TenCast. Our top story tonight, all three of us are gay.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
And I don't know why I did Monday Night Football as the intro to that newscast, but that's the only dun-dun-dun I know, I guess. By the way, I'm Tim. I'm the T in TenCast.
I'm Andy. I'm the asshole in TenCast.
I'm Noah. I'm in your kitchen eating your watermelon.
That didn't start with N, sir. Unless you drop the I.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in your kitchen eating your watermelon.
But I'm fucking your mom from last week doesn't start with an N at all.
I know, but it was just so awesome.
Until you get to the N in fucking.
Oh, I
guess
thought,
I'm in.
Sorry, go ahead.
Unless you count the N, like I'm in your mom, which kind of has the same meaning. I'm in your mom.
I was actually. I thought Andy was referring to the kitties. I was thinking about the kitties. Like I'm in your kitchen, eating your pudding. You know, whatever those LOL cats, and it has misspelled, you know, words and bad grammar. That's what I thought Andy was referring to.
Yeah, the lolcats.
What are the lolcats?
Oh, go to I Can Has Cheeseburger, but don't spell it with S-E, spell it with a Z. ICanHasCheeseburger.com.
Come on, folks at home, do it with me.
I think you've seen it. You know, I can hear your typing too, Tim.
Oh, look at me. I'm getting defensive because I type a lot during TenCast.
No, I'm just saying, even though you have a headset, it's not making a difference.
Oh, it's making a difference, sir.
We bore Noah, and he does other things. Yeah, if Tim didn't have a headset on, it would sound like...
That sounded like a really shitty fight in an old video game.
Well, the red marks on my stomach would agree with you.
Oh.
I suffer for my art, sir. I suffer.
So, we were starting to say just before we were recording, as we record this TenCast, two-thirds of our listenership are driving down to L.A. right now, and I wanted to bring this up only because, I wanted to see what you guys' take on this. Jeff and Miranda are driving down to watch the Angels play the Red Sox.
I don't have words.
That's it. That's their entire agenda. I mean, they're going to, you know, afterwards they're going to come here, hang out, and then, you know, stay the night at my place and then drive back. But if my place was not available, they were just going to turn back around and go home.
Is that... Well, I guess it all depends on your priorities. You drove up all the way here for my wedding and drove back and went back home, pretty much.
That's a wedding!
This is...
I'm going to have another one!
What is this?
Yeah, but that was
cricket?
The wedding. Okay, but... It's not like, you know, I could watch your wedding on television or at least catch the highlights on WSPN.
Oh, they were going to be on there. It wasn't going to be a very long highlight reel, but it would have been there, sir.
No, it would have been on BET. Look, another black guy married a white woman.
Woo! Another victory for our side.
Take that, white guys. Now you got to go to the Asians.
And the Asian guys, well, you own everything. So there's that.
We're leaving an abundance of lovely black women for them. And everybody is just going to take that one half turn to the left. And we're going to keep do that and fuck until we're tan.
So where do the Mexican people fit into this equation?
Well, obviously they're fucking enough, so. That was horrible.
And wonderful.
There we are, racist against the Mexicans again. All right, we need to lay off the Mexicans for two tan casts. And we need to hit the Arab community with lots of racial slurs. Because that could never backfire on us. Those people are notoriously just, you know, thick-skinned, let things roll right off their back. What are you going to do? Sometimes they make fun of our God. You know, live and let live. That's what we say.
You know, what's funny is actually all the Arab and the Persian cats that I've known have all been really laid back.
Ah, I thought you literally meant cats.
No. Although, actually, you're right. That, yeah, Persians.
Now, aren't Persians just Iranian?
Yes.
So why don't they just be called Iranian?
I don't know.
Why don't they just be called Iranian? Now I'm on LOL Cats. Or LOL Grammar, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, back to the point. We put the tan in tangent, by the way, is another good tagline for us.
I'll put that on the site, if I remember.
You won't.
No, I probably won't.
Also, we didn't come up with any inside jokes like last week to explain this week. We're slipping. Have we already jumped the shark 7 episodes in?
Dude, we can't afford a shark.
I heard that there is a new replacement for the term jumping the shark. I heard this on a podcast. I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
No, I've heard the same thing, yeah.
And it's...
bombing the fridge.
Yes!
And I couldn't agree more. I love that that was, like, first front and center on our complaints about that movie was the fucking fridge. And then, yeah, turns out that that's a pretty common meme floating around. Just everybody walks out going, "The fuck? Fridge? What the fuck?"
I also heard in that same podcast someone had read the original script by the guy who also wrote Shawshank Redemption. Mm-hmm. The script before George Lucas said, "This is what we need to change."
People should break all of George Lucas's fingers. Oh, that wow. Dude needs to stop. Right? I mean, I know he's richer than God, and he brought me all of the joy that is pretty much everything Star Wars related. And you best believe he's going to get a bunch more of my money when that that new Dark Apprentice, whatever, Shadows of the Force, or whatever the fuck the name of that new video game is, he's going to get some more.
Oh, Force Unleashed.
Ah.
Yes, yes.
Like that. My cock unleashed in your mama's face. Ah.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, he's gotten a lot of money from me, he's gotten a lot of money from all of us, but the fucker needs to stop writing. He needs to stop naming characters things and needs to stop writing. He can, like, executive produce where other people bring him ideas and he goes, yes, no, or whatever, and he funds it and he makes a shitload of money and he gets fatter, but motherfucker needs to stop writing.
Well, I was going to say, apparently that fridge thing was in there, but the fridge didn't blast 500 feet in the air and land, it just, you know, it... He stayed in the fridge, and then he popped out of the fridge afterwards. Like, the fridge didn't move.
Yeah, I was watching the fridge go flying. I'm like, huh, good thing that fridge is full of foam. Good thing he climbed in there with 1,000 baby ducklings. I mean, it's unfortunate for the baby ducklings, but...
Because I was like, you know, I mean, it's unlikely and probably unrealistic to believe he could survive a nuclear explosion in a fridge, but... I would buy, you know what I mean? Like, all right, yeah, that's, you know, movie logic. I could, but okay, shooting a million miles in the air and then landing and then rolling out, like,
there.
That's
yeah. Everyone who's been in a car crash watched that and went, no, no, thank you.
There was a couple scenes like that in Batman. I don't think that bad, but like, I'm like, really? I don't know about that. Like, I don't know if you would be okay after that.
Really, it's being billed as the best comic book movie ever.
I'm not saying that makes it, like, you know, it's still really good, but I'm just saying there's some stuff in there like that that I'm just like, seems kind of iffy. Like, it seems it's less grounded in reality than the last one. But I haven't seen the last one for a while, so, it, you know, my memory's kind of hazy of it. Like, not as, like, out of whack as the other Batman movies, but just some of the stuff is a little bit more over the top, I think. Like, you start to think about it, you're like, I don't know how they would have done that.
No, you do realize that Tim and I can have no reaction to what you've just said other than...
I do, but I'm just, you know, just putting it out there.
Okay.
Maybe someone else will see
it. I still think it's interesting. I'm interested in his guarded comments.
Yeah, it's just, I'm more thinking I'm about to see it, like, tomorrow, and I'm pretty good with taking comments that people think are really vague and turning it into, like... pretty good ideas of what's actually going on.
Yes, you're...
I'm good at 20 questions.
I don't think you're going to figure out anything from what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't want to take that chance.
But Andy is quite annoying with that. Like, we were watching something, I think it was it Payback? No, no. Yes, Payback with, not Paycheck with Ben Affleck, but Payback with Mel Gibson. And midway through, Andy's like, oh, well, this is what's going to happen with this and that. And then, you know, an hour later, that's what happens. Like, you know what? Did we need that? He's like, I didn't know. I was just guessing. Well, guess quietly.
I'm sorry that I am so fucking intelligent.
Just because Hollywood isn't intelligent.
Yeah, do you remember watching Sergeant Bilko?
I loved Sergeant... Oh, when you were like, this plot is... And he held his glasses out. And I said, transparent? He's like, yes!
Yeah, about 3 seconds into that movie, I'm like, I could tell you the rest of the movie.
Still, it was a fun journey.
It was Steve Martin not quite at his best, but that's still... Dude's clever. I enjoy his work.
What's that? It's horseshit, sir. Now over here... Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's it doing there? Keeps the flies off the food. Off the food? Yes, it's an experimental program. I'd say the results are mixed.
Tim, I think you've got a future in one-man acts.
I was listening to the Smodcast Christmas show. There it is. How many minutes are we in? And that was a Smodcast reference.
Woo! Yep, now, wipe your lips.
But he kept just quoting lines from Conan the Barbarian. Like, first he was trying to quote one, and then he looked him up on IMDb, and then he just started going, "Come, I don't play to you. I don't have the tongue for it. But you can't help me. To hell with you." And then Scott Mosher goes, "This is becoming Conan the radio play." Made me laugh.
You know, what's funny is I watched that movie as a kid, and it wasn't until I'd actually read a Conan the Barbarian comic book, like, years and years and years later, that I realized that it was actually a god called Crom that he was praying to. Because it comes out of his head like, oh! Well, he's mad about something. Apparently he has a hairball. He's been licking himself, and he's mad about it. It would explain why he's completely devoid of hair below his eyebrows.
I just recently watched the second Conan, The Destroyer, and then I watched Red Sonja, yeah. And I never realized that that's not actually Conan and Red Sonja. That's just some other barbarian guy.
Yep.
I was like, why are they not calling him Conan? I'm like, and I looked it up, I'm all, oh, because he's not Conan, but he looks a lot like him.
And acts just like him.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, let's be fair, like... Arnold Schwarzenegger has one character, and it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's true. But that
it's not
was...
like he's going to blend into a role. Alas, Horatio. I did not. I know him well, Yorick. I just fucked up the line.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
That's what I said. I said I fucked it up. All right, get off my case.
So maybe I should say it was Arnold Schwarzenegger in clothes similar to Conan the Barbarian.
There you go.
There, that's him putting on the role. He's putting on the role.
Now I'm a Terminator.
Yeah, but it's kind of like in...
My pants.
That one Star Trek The Next Generation episode, and then the entirety of Star Trek Voyager, where they had a character that they wanted to use, so they gave him the exact backstory of another character that the same actor had already played in the other series, but gave him a different name so they didn't have to pay royalties to the people who had created that character.
Yes.
Every time he appeared on screen.
Nice. That's how you work it.
But it was like... So you were kicked out of the Starfleet Academy after the death of another cadet, in shame, and then sent out here, and yada yada. And you're the same fucking guy playing it, but it's like his evil twin neighbor or something.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. Does no one know what we're talking about?
No idea, but that's all right.
All right.
Well. He's like, I'm just as soon we move on.
It was a Wesley Crusher episode, so props to Will Wheaton, by the way.
Why is that?
For putting up with years and years of people writing like shitty simpering lines for him to deliver.
Ah. Whew.
Bunch of people who are like, we're not quite sure how we want to write a kid.
When I went to Star Trek The Tour, which was a fantastic waste of $40, I was looking, look at this, it's just gone. It's not there anymore. I had the money and now it's gone. But, there was this... I don't know what it was supposed to be. Not quite a ride, not quite a movie, but not quite a combination of the two. Just a failed attempt at all three things. But, like, you were supposedly on board the USS Titan, which is Riker's ship after Nemesis. and Will Wesley Crusher is the assistant chief engineer or something like that, and Tuvok is the first officer. And they're the only two you see, and you just see them from the neck up in front of an obvious blue screen with, like, a background behind them, and then something goes wrong, and they've got to fix it. And basically, it's just them spouting technobabble at each other while they show you clips of special effects from the first 7 movies that don't necessarily make sense in the context of what they're talking about. But some Klingons were trying to steal it, and then they avoid it, and the room shakes a little bit, but not a lot, and then some steam, and then you're asked to leave.
And never come back again.
Well... No. They want you to come back. You won't.
They want you to bring your friends.
You won't. Whew, man. Star Trek has served up some turd burgers.
What? No.
It's amazing how much I love it, and yet how often it shits on me for loving it. Oh, you like me, huh? There's a corny nugget for you. I like to call that Star Trek Nemesis. Chow down, bitch!
I feel that way about my Mac sometimes. Or Apple in general.
Really?
Apple in general, yeah. Like, the fact that the inline port is not actually just a regular mic port you can plug any mic into. They had to do something different. It's like, and I probably wouldn't know that if I read the manual, but silly me, I just assumed it would work like everything else. Like, hey, I could just plug a mic in here, it would work. No, not so much. And then that whole, like, we're going to charge you $10 to upgrade your iPod Touch, but if you buy iPod Touch now, you just get the upgrade.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm not happy with that.
Yeah, just kind of shitting on early adopters, who are the people that you should really want to make the most happy, when you think about it.
I mean,
you know, when you stop and think about it.
It's not so bad that I would be like, oh, I don't like Macs anymore, but it's just like little things, you're like, really? You have to do that? I mean, and I heard somewhere that it's some FCC rule that every time you come out with a new, like, update for the operating system and it's not a subscription-based thing, you have to charge for it. Something weird like that. I'm like,
I don't know that I buy that.
Yeah, I don't
shit.
Know.
I'd really like somebody to show me that rule.
It was something I heard, like, on a podcast where they talked about Mac. So I don't know if necessarily true. It's just something they heard. So I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd really like to see the rule behind that. And if it really is a rule like that, I'd like to hear the reasoning behind it. And if I'm not satisfied, I'd really like to slap the faces of whoever wrote it. Because that is retarded.
Well, not only that, it's like they can charge... Theoretically, I think they can charge any amount they want. So it's like, why don't you just charge me $1?
Or 15 cents.
Or a penny.
Or...
Well, okay, like 25 cents if it's going to be like a credit card transaction.
A quarter.
Cover the price of the transaction.
By the way, I just got a text message review from MSG, Stephanie, Miranda, and Jeff, who are driving down at this moment. They just finished the Tancast Episode 7, said it was hilarious.
Awesome. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that, because I really didn't think that I was very much on my game. And as I was saying before we started recording, I thought the length of my rant was maybe excessive.
What?
Perhaps rambling.
And you make an excessive rant? Never.
Perhaps less clear or direct than I would prefer to
be. But that's who you are, Andy.
Maybe next time I'll just speed you up gradually so that, like, you're talking, then you're talking faster, and talking faster, and then the rant is just over.
That would be excellent. I would actually really appreciate it if you do that. Because sometimes I can't stop myself. I get so pissed off, and it's just got to come out.
And see, then I thought it was one of our best... I thought that last episode was one of our best ever, but mostly because of the Superman rape thing. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Like, even as I'm editing it, I was laughing. I was like, God damn, this is funny.
So, welcome to Tancast 8, where we suck our own cocks a bit. But you know, the good news is we finally got Kevin Smith's cocks out of our mouths so that we could suck our own.
This is where we reminisce about last episode. Damn, we were funny once. Now we're going to coast on that success.
And remember that one time we were funny? Oh, that was a good time.
Matter of fact, I'm going to splice in a little bit from episode 7 right here. No, I'm not.
Episode 9 is going to be us reminiscing about episode 7. Remember last week we were talking about how funny episode 7 was? God damn.
Why are we walking like this?
So,
that was a reference to Clerks the cartoon, for those who are not hip. Where they did a flashback episode in their second episode. And they kept flashing back to one particular scene. But I'm sorry, Noah, you said, and so,
Oh, well, Clerks the cartoon was definitely something that got better with time. Like, when I watched it on TV, I did not really care for it at all.
Me too.
Me either.
And then we got the DVD and we started watching. I'm like, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
This is actually pretty funny.
Something I watch a lot. Well, not a lot, but I mean, you know, comparatively to other DVDs that just sit there and collect dust.
Yeah.
I got lots of those.
Looking at you, Scary Movie.
I was going to say, I was telling this to Andy, and me and Jeff were discussing it, that, you know, this is for people in the video games, that Xbox is releasing an update, I think in the fall, where you're going to be able to stream Netflix movies to your Xbox. And this is another case where I think, like, companies kind of like, they don't shit on you, but I don't think they do the best thing. So, the only way you can stream the Netflix movies to your Xbox is you have to have a subscription to their online thing, which costs, it's not that expensive. It actually works out to be, I think, $5 a month if you get it for a year. But, it's like, really, you can't just do it for free? Like, you know, I get my Netflix subscription, and then I can do it, like, it is on a computer?
No, I gotta jump in here and explain for Tim and anyone else. Noah's not talking about you've got to get Netflix's online subscription thing, which would make total sense. He's talking about you have to have Microsoft's pay-per-membership thing just to then get the movies from Netflix that you have also paid a monthly subscription for to Netflix.
That is correct.
So the access to the thing itself requires you to pay for Microsoft's online thing.
Which is okay.
And going a bit above... going above that, it's like access to their downloadable store, where you can buy games and buy movies and all the rest of that stuff. You have to be an Xbox Live Gold member, which means you have to pay your monthly subscription. So it's like, pay us for the joy of paying us for shit.
Actually, I don't know if that's true. like, I've never actually bought anything from the store, but I do download demos all the time. And the only difference is I have to wait, like, a little bit longer than a gold member to download new demos.
Well, maybe I've misinterpreted, or maybe I've misunderstood, or maybe I'm...
But like I said, I've never tried to buy anything from the store, but I just go to the store and download their demos. But the problem I have... Well, and Jeff was saying that... You know, I was talking to Jeff about this, that, you know, they don't get anything out of it if they don't charge. I'm like, well, yeah, but do they really need to get something out of it? Like, you know... And maybe it's different because it's a closed system. Whereas you can buy a computer and you can make something for it and you can sell it and you don't have to, like, you know, get permission from anyone.
Yeah, and how about, you know, they work out a deal with Netflix where a little bit of the Netflix subscription for the people who are doing downloads and shit goes to Microsoft, you know, for the access that Netflix gives them to all of those other people and for the advertising and all the rest. You know, I'm sure they could have come up with something other than... Because, I mean, you look at, like, Sony, definitely. And I don't even think... Does Nintendo make you pay for their online stuff?
Is there a
paid membership thing for the Wii?
I don't think so. But I think everyone else is so far behind, you know, Xbox, that...
No, they are not. The Wii has now outsold the Xbox in every single region. They have
Sorry. I should clarify. I mean, for online...
Oh, for online. Yeah.
Gaming.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one. But again, I mean, the Xbox worldwide, the U.S. is the only region where the Xbox is beating the PlayStation 3 right now. And it's, like, on a year-by-year basis beating it. So it's like, it's ahead and pulling further ahead. But everywhere else in the world, the PS3 is a year behind the Xbox in terms of release and ahead in terms of sales.
That is
so
crazy.
It's only the U.S. where it's selling slower.
Maybe they, go ahead, Tim.
I was just going to say, Bill Gates didn't become a multi-billionaire by going, let's just give it away.
That is true. When the cost of everything else in the computer is coming down from, you know, like average prices were like $6,000 and then $4,000 and then $2,000. And now it's like the average selling price for a computer is like $600 or something like that. And Windows has gone up. It's like, yes, your new copy of Vista costs you $200. Like, motherfucker, I can get a computer for $200.
I was just looking at, like, because I was thinking about getting XP, and I they still have it at Best Buy, which I was surprised back. And I
Don't
looked at
be
the
surprised,
price,
people hate Vista.
And I was like, $300? I'm like, fuck that. And like, and this is one reason I do like Macs. Like, the operating system was $120.
Yep.
And it was just one operating system. You didn't have to worry about, like, oh, I got the basic version, but now I can't use this feature that seems kind of cool now, but I didn't think about it before. And I have to upgrade if I want to get that feature. It's just like, you get all the features.
I'd really like to play DVDs on my computer. You know, DVDs, like you can get a player for $20 from Best Buy. I'd like to play DVDs. That'll be $100 extra, please. That requires the extreme version of the operating system. And Mac's like, nah, fuck that.
Wait. I think our problems may be over. I just checked my email, and I'm a lucky winner. From UK Nokia Mobile, I've won £1 million. Not even dollars, pounds.
What they mean by that is they're going to pound you in the ass a million times. Read the fine print.
I think they're going to
get... No, this says this is not a hoax. It has it written right in the email.
Ooh. Well, you know when it says it's not a hoax.
I think they'll get some fat chicks together, you know, maybe gather up Nicole and Esther and have them sit on you.
Hey, speaking of fat chicks, what the hell was it with fat chicks at clubs loving me?
I only remember that happening once.
Maybe that's just like that one time ballooned out in my head, but...
And it just keeps repeating in Andy's head over and over again. Like, no, they're coming. They want to eat me!
You're a big man, Andy.
I know, I'm a fluffy guy, but...
Fluffy.
I went to the supermarket yesterday, and I don't know what time it was, but I think I'm going to go to the supermarket every time at that same time, because there was a lot of hot girls there. I'm just like,
well,
come
you know
in,
what? There's... You just drop right off this TanCast, and you figure out what the fuck time that was, because...
We will wait
in,
for those calculations.
I looked over, there's one over there. I'm like, look at all this. This is glorious. That was it. I was just like, there's a lot of hot girls. I was pleased. I like to buy bread and look at hot chicks.
Don't we all?
It's good to have an agenda.
And then it is ridiculous how shorts are getting. Like, mm-hmm. I think I was at the mall, and I saw some butt cheek peeking out. Not that I didn't appreciate it, but I was just like, wow, you went out in public like that? You're like, oh, I'm just going to show a little butt cheek today. Why not?
Of the bottom or of the top?
Bottom.
Okay, because I've seen some shorts that are, like, so short and, like, low-riding and stuff. There's a little bit of butt cheek peeking out the top, like, on the sides. Like, the bend forward to pick something up, and it's like, hey, I wish I had a quarter. I'd go deposit it right in that slot.
You know what? As gas prices go up, people have to cut corners where they can, and they're cutting corners in fabric.
Long as it's the attractive ones.
Well, that's excellent, because I think the new definition of business casual should be one nut out. Because nothing says casual like, here's my left or right ball. Both balls, save that for home, buddy. One ball, I think you should just pick the more stylish of your balls.
That's more like the company picnic. Hey, look at that. He's got both balls out.
Oh, he's
crazy.
No playing
hacky sack at that company picnic, though.
That'll replace letting your hair down for the way of saying that you're being casual. Wow, you're really letting your nuts out, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Bought a new pair of pants for it.
Oh, I just can't wait to get home and just let both my nuts out and really just, you know, ease into the weekend.
And, you know, then you'd have the one ball Friday policy. One ball, but no flip-flops, goddammit. Flip-flops are for home wear. I have an awesome at-work story to tell you guys.
Cool.
And I'm going to do it without saying any names, but...
you should make up different names for everybody's name.
All right, well, I'm going to do this. The three people who actually work with me who do or may listen to this podcast will know immediately what I'm talking about. But we have a person at our job who also does, like, independent travel agent stuff. So, like, this person will book stuff for you. You know what? It's funnier, actually, if you know that it's a woman, so I'll go ahead and cop to the fact that we have a girl at work who's doing this shit. So, you know, it's just like she's not affiliated with anybody, but she's got all these different connection things, and it's like an independent business thing. I don't know, you know, how legit it is or how good her deals are, because I've never actually asked. I just don't take that many trips. But she's done things like leave a couple of brochures around the office, like in different places where people will congregate, like... break rooms and like lounges and stuff like that with her business card like attached to the outside. And I was walking through the office on Thursday and I looked down at a table where there's a bunch of magazines and it's like, you know, IT this and CIO that and Chief Technical Officer weekly or monthly or whatever. Bunch of stuff for people who are visiting the office. And it's like, this is out in the waiting room, like where the receptionist is, where people who are coming in from outside might sit down and pick up one of these magazines to read while they're waiting for whoever they're supposed to be meeting. And she's got this thing out, and the very top one the cover looks like it is brown paper, and it says something on there about warning, like and supposed to look like it was stamped on there. And the title says something about being hedonism resorts or something along those lines. And I look down, I'm like, brown paper, warning, and the word hedonism. This is some sort of like nudie swinger or something along those lines. Vacation sensation deal. I'm not sure this thing should be at work. I pick it up and I'm like, I wonder exactly how coy they're going to play it. Opened it to the middle and went, naked people! They're not playing this coy at all.
So I showed, did you get the information for taking that trip, or is this just one big cock tease?
I did not get the information for taking this trip.
Cock tease!
I put it back down very quickly, because I did not want anybody else in the office walking by and seeing me looking at naked people. Then I showed it to some other people, was like, I think like somebody ought to say something, like, we should get rid of this, and everyone was just like, just fucking leave it alone, just walk away. And then I heard on Friday that somebody higher up in management found out and was screaming at her to get this shit out of the office.
Wow, that's unfortunate for her.
Well, now we'll never know how to take the trip. I hope you're proud of yourself. I want to go to the vacation resort of naked people.
Well, no, apparently it's not naked people, because somebody else got all the way to the back where there was more, like I saw ass, and apparently there was more naked once you got further in there.
Yeah, all the way to the back.
And there was something saying, it's talking about, like, swapping partners, and you don't need to do anything that you feel uncomfortable with, and, like, all of these different, like, naked activities that you could take part in, and...
Oh!
Yeah, and her defense of why she had that out was she didn't know what the word hedonism meant. She got the thing in the mail, went, hey, brochure, stapled her shit to the front of it, and dropped it off at work. I'm like, that is a life lesson right there. Like, if you're in business for yourself, know what the fuck you're advertising. Know what your name is being attached to.
In the very back, it had rules. No cocksucking. No butthole play. No obnoxious behavior.
No obnoxious behavior.
Tune in next week. I'll tell you the story behind that.
Woohoo! We're back!
She is lucky she didn't get fired.
Seriously.
Yeah, because... Yeah, I would have to agree with that, and I sort of feel bad about that, because, like, I'd feel especially bad if she got fired since I saw it and, like, didn't go raise some alarm with her of, hey, you may want to pick all these up and hide them. So possibly the funniest part of this whole story is the fact that she went racing around the office on Friday, picking them all up and getting rid of them, and then she counted them when she got them all and was short 3.
Ooh. Yes!
Someone's got that stuck in the desk.
I told her to check the men's rooms.
Three couples are going on a crazy vacation.
Or three single guys are going to show up there and go, why is it all guys here? And apparently somebody else that I do or used to work with had a an interesting community vibe where occasionally he'd look around and see that there were pineapples out in front of people's houses. It's like, huh, that's oddly festive. And then found out that apparently that is suburban swinger speak for we are open and accepting. So apparently, at least in this neighborhood, leaving a pineapple out on your front porch was, you know, welcome in, neighbors. Come, sit, have tea, then come.
On Eddie's face.
See, in this neighborhood, leaving a pineapple on your front porch means, oops, I dropped my pineapple.
Why a pineapple?
I have no fucking idea, like, dude. It seems like that's one of the great mysteries in life.
It seems like you may want to be more subtle about that. Like, maybe a certain type of plant that people can easily recognize. Like, and then you have to change the pineapple all the time, because I'm sure it gets rotten.
I don't know. Pineapples seem to last a long time.
We leave a jack-o'-lantern out. But instead of a face, it's a dick and balls carved into the front of it.
And if you turn it around, it's two hands carved holding open a gaping butthole.
Oh,
I just did a visual goatsy. Yeah, no, people have carved that.
Oh, good old goatsy.
Yes. Although I think dildo in jackhammering the urethra is my new favorite goatsy.
That's hot. Goodness.
Every once in a while I wake up from a nightmare and realize it was that again.
That's sounding to the extreme.
What's sounding?
Sounding is the insertion of objects into the urethra for sexual pleasure and gratification.
Yeah,
you remember how Noah and I used to collect those things and like try to find weird alternative behaviors and lifestyles to send each other?
Oh, I thought you used to collect soundings and sounding implements. I was like, no, I don't remember that, nor do I wish to be reminded of it now.
You don't remember when Noah and I were just walking around with stainless steel probes hanging out of
our ears? Ay, caramba!
It was awesome.
No me gusta.
Oh, how could you do that to yourself?
Yes.
No.
Oh, that reminds me.
I don't want anything in my urethra. I heard like a Q-tip is uncomfortable. I can't imagine anything steel unforgiving.
I've heard a Q-tip is like agony. Like, like you want to just die while they're doing that test.
Oh, no.
A guy at one of my jobs had that test, and he proceeded to tell everyone about it. So he had a girlfriend, and not only did he tell people he cheated, but he also told people he got an STD from said girl he cheated with. And then after he got his test, he proceeded to tell people about how painful it was to get the Q-tip down the tip of his penis.
Now, is that something you have to be hard for, or do you just, or can they... Is it better if you're soft and you can...
I don't think you could be hard.
I hope not, because, fear makes me wigglish. Fear makes me doodly.
Doodly.
There's never been a time where I'm like, I am so afraid. Down, penis.
I think I beg to differ. I believe that the adrenaline rushing through you from fear could cause an erection.
It might, but I could not say with any certainty that that has ever happened to me. I think I'd remember, as a matter of fact.
Well, the next time you're terrified...
Well, doesn't the blood go to the parts that need blood, like your legs, to run?
I thought it just goes everywhere.
Well, the thing is the actual physiological mechanism that makes it go up is the muscles in there relaxing and allowing blood in. So I would think that anything that would make you tense up might tense those muscles too. I'm no physiologist. I don't know.
All right, Andy. I'm going to call up some people in Atlanta to break in your house and scare the shit out of you. But make sure to remember if you get an erection.
All right, well, do it in the middle of the night, and if I run downstairs naked, screaming, and shitting, but I'm hard in front, they can take a picture, and then we'll know.
And then science approved. I don't know.
I was reading about how there was a... I think it was a George Carlin bit where he was talking about how you just never see someone running full steam and shitting themselves at the same time.
That sounds so like a George Rob Carlin him, bit.
Yeah, Rob himself, one of the guys from Jackass and CMYK23NZ or whatever the fuck that other thing is, the other show that he and a bunch of the other Jackass guys were on, apparently took like 18 laxatives or something like that and then started just running around until he shat.
That is awesome.
Does anyone think those guys are not going to have serious issues with their bodies later in life? If they even make it to later in life? I'm not talking about, like, they're going to do something stupid and kill themselves. I'm just, like, random parts of their body are going to be like, that's it, you abused me, I'm done. What happened? Oh, my left leg doesn't work anymore.
Yeah,
I'm surprised Johnny Knoxville's not, like, retarded.
Some may beg to differ, Noah. Not about the surprise of the knot.
Well... Any more retarded. Like, you know, there's one thing where he was, like, in the golf cart and it flipped over and he got a concussion.
Yes.
It's like, how are you, like, that more beat up?
How are these guys not walking around, like, with constant joint pain? Like, how have they not, like, destroyed all of the cartilage with some of the hits they've taken? Like, wrenching their shoulders out and, like, landing from a great height on their knees and their hips and just their spines. I mean, how the fuck... I mean. Clearly, there's a lot of drug intake, and maybe that's what's keeping him moving, but how the fuck is Steve-O still walking?
Well, Steve-O's on drugs. He had to go to rehab or something.
Well, clearly. I mean, people who aren't high don't pull their nutsack down and staple it to their thigh on a regular basis.
I missed that one.
Dude, he was arrested. He was like, I think Louisiana, like, banned him. Like, he's been banned from states. Because of indecent exposure, because he's on stage, pulls his nutsack down and staples it to his thigh. He calls it the butterfly.
Wait, he does this more than once?
See, that's the thing. More than once. Regular basis. It is shtick. It is not a, I wonder what would happen if I put a metal barb through my nutsack and then into my thigh meat to adhere said nutsack to said thigh meat.
Oh, God.
It wasn't just a, like, it wasn't Chuck Yeager shit, like, hey, I wonder if I can break the nut-thigh barrier. It's a bit he does on stage. And that also makes me wonder, if he's on stage, and you gotta figure that it's not like he's on stage in a coffee house where there's like 20 people at chairs sipping lattes. If he's on stage, how well does that actually play to the crowd at the back of the room? That he's pulling his nuts out.
Maybe it's one of those things where they have the camera and it's on the big jumbotron, like just a big jumbotron shot of his nuts and a stapler.
Either that or this.
Oh, this is the most. You know what? Tancast has finally offended me.
Oh, on that same subject.
Penises?
Dan from work. I hate you and I hate your ass face and your parents smell and your grandparents all fuck each other. All
right.
I told him on Friday that he should listen and he goes, I have a very high tolerance, so basically as long as you're not insulting my family, I can listen to anything. I said, all right then, I'm going to insult your family on the next one.
That's unkind.
That's a way to get listeners.
He's probably laughing his ass off if he's listening. He probably has better things to do than listen. And this was just for us. Just because I said I would. And I keep my promises. Most of them. Sometimes.
That was great. That was the longest anyone's ever said nothing. Like, if you add up all of Andy's statements right there, they amount to, I've just said nothing. I keep all of my promises sometimes. So, I sometimes do and sometimes don't keep my promises, or there is no pertinent information about promises being said.
So it's been a while since you've seen the White House press secretary say anything?
Yes. Wait, no. I saw her say something on The Daily Show, which contradicted...
Yeah, trying to defend that sending the third highest-ranking member of the State Department to Iran to talk is not opening discussions.
Right. Yeah. Which is not negotiate. Which is not a negotiation.
Yeah. Sending a diplomat for discussions is not negotiation. Saying, we will not talk with you until you do X, Y, and Z is not preliminary to opening up negotiations and diplomacy. Ah, asses. So see, I'm like junior league. Like, back in the 90s, I could be an Olympic say-nothinger, but these people are all fucking pros, so. Just keep that in mind.
Back in the 90s, you could be, but you've missed your prime. You're no longer in your prime of taking a long time to say nothing. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh no. I think I'm an expert. It's just that there's no longer the restriction on only amateurs in the Olympics.
Ah.
Yeah, which means that now there's absolutely no possibility of people in my class.
Sad.
You know, when that actually goes into the Summer Olympics.
Like the Dream Team.
Yes. What would you call the bullshit Dream Team?
The Bush administration.
Boom! Thank you, Tim. I had no punchline for that. I just tossed it up.
I don't know. The Clinton administration also had its fair share of bullshit.
Indeed they did, which, as we were talking about last week, is why I started watching O'Reilly. And then I found out that O'Reilly is also full of bullshit and stopped.
It seems like everyone is full of bullshit. Even Tancast is full of bullshit.
Yeah, but we readily admit it, and I think that gets us a little something.
And I think that's why I liked the Clinton administration further, because, like, I don't know, it seemed like, yep, we're full of shit. Here it comes. Whereas the Bush administration is like, we're defending America. No, you're full of shit. Defending
I'm
America.
I'm full of real shit sometimes.
It's like they think if they say it loud enough and long enough that it'll become true. Not that people will believe it, that it will become true. It's not like they're trying to convince us. It's like they're trying to warp reality now.
That was another Carlin bit, though, about Clinton. He's like, people elected and re-elected Bill Clinton because he's upfront about being completely full of shit. He's like, I'm completely full of shit, and what do you think about that? I like that guy. He's honest. He's honest about being completely full of shit.
I really wish he'd just come out and said, you know what? Yeah, she sucked my dick. I've apologized to my wife. What the fuck do you want? I'm the leader of the free world. Every once in a while, I need a little release. It's kind of a stressful job. Hey, everyone's saying that I'm kind of like Kennedy with my whole populist appeal and all the rest. Guess what? I'm kind of like fucking Kennedy.
I'm kind of like Kennedy. Fucking. Zip, zap, zoop, zap, zoobadoodee. Penis.
Yeah. Okay, Scatman.
Except Kennedy had to go out with Marilyn Monroe and fuck everything up for Lou Gehrig or Lou Dobbs or whoever the fuck it was she was married to. Goddamn, I can't remember.
Lou Dobbs. I'm going to go with no. Probably not Lou Dobbs.
If that tells you anything about what I think of baseball. Who the fuck? Was it DiMaggio? I can't fucking remember.
I have no idea.
Was Marilyn Monroe a real person, or was she just like an allegory?
Are those pictures you see ever computer generated?
I think she was totally fake.
Speaking of computer generated, I just saw WALL-E Thursday. I enjoyed
it
immensely.
Good.
Have you seen it, Andy?
I have not seen it. I want to see that one. I want to see Hellboy. It's just kind of been, you know, 2 weeks in Hawaii is not a good time to be seeing summer movies.
Cause sure it is.
Fucking there's Hawaii outside.
Bah!
Okay, so it was a week in Hawaii and a week in California. I don't know why I said 2 weeks in Hawaii, because I'm lying, because I'm full of bullshit.
Now, Ratatouille remains the only Pixar movie I've never seen.
I just saw Ratatouille recently. It was on HBO, and we TiVo'd that shit.
My wife said it was. She liked it better than WALL-E, because she was like, "That is a WALL-E has a very depressing message."
It doesn't have to be that
the
way.
The message that people are going to wind up just fat and stupid and led around by the noses and destroy the earth and all that, or is it something else?
No, yeah, pretty much. Okay. She's like, "Ah, oh, look at they're just sit. They don't even move or talk to each other."
Well, look at us.
And that was what Kevin Smith was saying. He's like, I want that.
I know.
Like, I know it's supposed to be like a warning, and I'm supposed to be like, no, oh, I should. You're right, we should change our ways. But I was just going, yes, that's exactly what I want.
Bring me my hover couch and television. I want to be hedonism bot.
But I also, like, the movie is kind of, there's kind of a love story element to it, and I was surprised how much more I was into the two robots falling in love as opposed to the two cars falling in love in Cars.
I've never seen Cars.
Because in the movie Cars, like, there's one point where there's sort of like a love montage and one of them's driving kind of in slow motion under a waterfall. And I was completely out of the movie. I was like, fuck, shut up. Stop it. But in this one, there's like a couple tender scenes. And I just start laughing at one point. And Danelle shoots me this look like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is not, because it was kind of a sad point in the movie. She's like, this is not an appropriate point to be laughing. And I was like, I can't believe I'm tearing up over this. Like, I started tearing up, and then I started laughing at myself.
Like, a trash compactor and an iPod are having a touching moment.
Is that what it takes to get to you, Tim?
Apparently. I don't know, it was done very well.
That's funny to me. Trash compactor on an iPod.
It's not an iPod. It's a retrieval unit.
It was actually designed by one of the guys from Apple.
Well, yeah, Pixar is part-owned by Steve Jobs, I believe.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean everything they do is designed by Apple. I was just saying, that white robot was designed.
It does mean they have pretty good access to the Apple people.
Well, sure.
And that everything is fairly Apple-skewed.
Yeah, and Apple and Pixar are that quick quarter-way drive around the bay away from each other. What is it, like Watsonville or something like that that they're in?
Yes.
No.
And every time WALL-E...
Emeryville.
Nope, they're in Watsonville.
That's right.
Anyway, so every time...
I knew it was somebody'sville.
They're in Pleasantville.
I was going to remember if it was Emery or Watson.
But every time WALL-E boots up, he makes the sound effect from an Apple starting up.
Nice.
He goes... Whatever that gong
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Does he do the wild eep when he's scared?
No, but that'd be fun. Or when he's broken. That'd be funny if they just had a robot just doing that, because they have a section where there's you see a bunch of robots being repaired, and so they're like mm-hmm. they're kind of like the reject robots. It'd be funny if one was just going.
Yeah.
That critical stop.
How
chime.
Would you compare it to other Pixar movies, Tim?
Let's see. Well, I think I still have Incredibles at the top of my list of. Pixar movies. I don't know. Like Monsters, Inc. was just a funnier, like, romp. This was, I think, a better... Like, it was... Like, if the two movies are sitting next to each other, I'll probably put in Monsters, Inc., because that's a movie that, you know, you can just watch over and over again. But I think this is, like, a better movie. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
To me, it does.
I'd put it above Bug's Life, put it above Cars, put it above maybe even the first Toy Story. And then it's about on par with Toy Story 2 and Monsters, Inc. And I've never seen Ratatouille.
I saw Ratatouille. It was all right.
I thought it was excellent.
I like Incredibles because Samuel Jackson. Where is my super suit?
Why do you want to know?
You tell me where my suit is, woman.
I love it because he can throw ice beams and she's sassing him. Like, bitch, I will freeze you. You will be frigid.
Too late. She's a woman.
Oh, burn. Sick burn.
Oh, they're married.
What was that?
No more sex.
I said, she is frigid. She's a woman. Ooh, sick burn.
Oh.
So we are approaching an hour. Shall we wrap this bad boy up?
Next week on TenCast.
We've gone over time, and I fear it's probably my fault.
I was thinking that I will chop this episode right after we said, shall we wrap this bad boy up? And then I'll just cut straight to us saying goodbye. And then I'll take the beginnings from when we started recording before we actually got to the episode, and this, splice them together, and that will be next week's episode since we can't record one.
Hey, not bad.
Of course, now I've just given it away.
You can edit that out.
Tune in. Same 10 time. Same 10 channel.